About Chad Schumacher. Let's talk to him for a minute. Chad is the co-founder of Allegory Handcrafted Goods, and I understand they're making, I'll call them knockoffs, but I don't know that there really is such a thing as a knockoff. Since Bernie has the originals, everybody else has a knockoff. But the Bernie Sanders mittens that he wore at the inauguration. Hi, Chad. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
What do you do for a living?
I make stuff. My wife and I have spent the last 8 years building a business around wood and leather and working with materials with stories, like wood from the Chicago Fire or from the deck of a World War II battleship. And now we're celebrating a new moment in American history, mittens.
I'll talk to you about the other thing you normally do, because that sounds fascinating, in a moment. But so you saw the Bernie Sanders mittens on TV, and then did you leap to the sewing machine? What happens here?
No, you know, really, we saw the inauguration. It was a really emotional day, I think, for everybody, right? And then the memes started happening that night. And I posted something online, and all my friends started dropping the memes in the comments of my post, not about mittens, just on my personal page, talking about the inauguration. And we found ourselves laughing with people from all different political backgrounds, you know, at a time when a week before we couldn't agree on much of anything. We were all getting the same joke and laughing together again. And it was just really cool. And then the next day, more crazy memes come out. And we start looking online to see if we can find a pair so I can be Inauguration Bernie for Halloween. And we can't find them anywhere. And we read that Jen, the original maker, has kind of released it back to the world and said, hey, I'm busy changing the lives of second graders. I'm not going to go make 15,000 pairs of mittens in my basement. Go find another maker to work with. And we that night I called my friend who's an industrial designer that makes mittens. And I said, man, I really want ones that look like Bernie's. But, you know, that was somebody's sweater. Like, how are we going to do that? But 20 minutes later, we had a plan. And then the next morning, my wife and I decided to go ahead and throw up an Indiegogo page, maybe just as a joke, maybe just for fun, and see what happened. But it seems to be getting a lot of traction these last few days, and now I'm talking to you.
So do you have the exact pattern and colors?
We do. So what we're going to do is actually have custom knit fabric made from recycled yarn. That mimics the exact pattern of Bernie's mittens. And then we're going to use the same sewing pattern that the Jen's pattern that she used is actually kind of famous regionally in Vermont. So that's out there. So we're going to make essentially an exact replica of the ones that Bernie was wearing. And the idea with this, you know, if folks want like a bespoke one made from reclaimed sweaters, we're totally in support of that. We're independent makers ourselves, and we think that you should totally support them. But for folks that really want to celebrate that moment where we all got the same joke and they want something that looks just like Bernie's, that's kind of what we're trying to do.
What do you sell them for?
They're $34, and the project's live on Indiegogo right now.
And then where does the money go? Is there a charitable component to this too?
Yeah, so because we're jumping into this with both feet to try to keep up with how fast the internet moves, we're not actually sure we're going to make any money. But if we do, we're going to donate a third of it to teachers like Jen on a website called Donors Choose, where teachers can post projects for their classrooms and raise money.
So I've heard about that sort of thing. So this will be part of the pool from which they get to draw. But I want you to make a nickel out of this, too. You're pivoting pretty quickly. Where are you manufacturing them? Or is there a press that makes to-order mittens? How do you get that done?
So right now we're working with two different plans based on the quantities. When you do crowdfunding and you open yourself up to potentially getting lots and lots of orders or maybe just getting just enough to hit your goal, you know, those are two very different problems to solve, right? 1,000 mittens is way different than 10,000 mittens in terms of figuring out how to make them. So if we just barely hit our goal, our plan is to actually make them ourselves in our sew shop here in Chicago, or just outside of Chicago in Joliet. And so we'll be making them here if that's the case. But if for whatever reason, you know, the internet decides that this is the thing, we have a plan to be able to meet more demand by bringing in some partners.
I got to go, but how many of you sold so far?
A few hundred so far in 4 days, so things have been fun.
I think that's going to change, Chad Schumacher. So if I want to order the Bernie mittens, how do I get them? Where do I go?
Go to Indiegogo and search for Bernie mittens.
Indiegogo, and you'd be the only one that pops up under Bernie mittens?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Chad Schumacher. He's the co-founder of Allegory Handcrafted Goods. The next time you're on my show, we'll talk about this more, but I also want to talk about how you take wood from old battleships or the Chicago Fire. You said that these are materials with stories and make things. I want to have that conversation with you next time. Maybe next week. Okay, Chad?
I love it, John. I'd love to do that.
I'm a Joliet guy, you know.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my folks live on the west side. I went to school in Manuka, but I went to Joliet Junior College, too.
Hey, I grew up in this area. We're in Cherry Hill, and that's where our workshop is. So, yeah, same stomping grounds. I've always loved the way you kind of thread the needle on a lot of complex issues and kind of shoot for the middle. I think there's something very Joliet about that. So,
how about that?
Must be in the dirt
or the water. Well, talk to Aleph off the air. We'll set you up and catch up next week. Okay.
That's great, John. Talk to you soon.
If you're from Joliet, you get an extra interview. That's Chad Schumacher. He's the co-founder of Allegory Handcrafted Goods. Indiegogo. Go to that site. Type in Bernie Mittens. Hi.